Welcome and welcome back to Glory Ministries, y'all. Today I am back with another encouraging word for my brothers and sisters. I am Shanika L. For those who are tuning in for the first time. So y'all, I am, man, so grateful to my Heavenly Father for rekindling the fire within me. How many of y'all have or are experiencing? It's like a feeling where you feel like the fire within you, the fire from the Holy Spirit has died within you, right? And you feel like, why is it happening? Why did it happen? Is something wrong with me? Is the Most High God still with me? Y'all, what I have been learning is that that is actually preparing you for that special anointing that God has for you. It's all a part of His training purposes. Glory be to God. Most High God hasn't went nowhere. The Holy Spirit hasn't went nowhere. But God is about to kindle that fire back in you. Glory be to God, baby. He's about to kindle that fire back in you. Glory be to God, baby. Oh, I understand, y'all. When you're going through trials and tribulations and the enemy is coming at you every different direction, baby, but the Most High God says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, He shall raise up a standard against him. Glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. See, what the enemy meant for evil, God turns it around for your good. You see, we tend to experience that fire kindling down when we're being attacked by the enemy. And that's what the enemy wants. He don't want us to be on fire for the Most High God. And if we feel like that fire is gone, you know, it is like we're no longer motivated. It's hard to pray. It's hard to read the Bible. It feels like that God is so far away. But God is near. That's the thing. God is near. He is our rear ward. Glory be to God. And what the enemy failed to realize is that the Most High is using him. The Most High is using him. Because even in the midst of those attacks, it draws us closer to God. Even though we may not have been motivated to read the word, it's like we want to and we yearning, like we yearning for the Holy Spirit. We're yearning to get closer to him. But it seems like it's a barrier there, right? It feels like it's an obstacle there. But God, when it's time to level you up, to elevate you, He's going to put that fire back into you. But it's going to be on 100. It's going to be on steroids. And no one, no devil in hell is going to stop what God is about to do for you, in you, through you, to you, baby. Nothing. I pray that this video will encourage my brothers and sisters out there. The Holy Spirit is still with you. The Most High God is still with you. And the Most High God is about to fire you back up again. And you're about to be on fire for the Most High God. You're about to start seeking Him and His word daily again. It's coming back. It's going to come back. We have to understand we have to go through that sometimes. Because if we feel like the Most High is not there, it's going to cause us to seek Him more. Glory be to God. It's going to cause us to seek Him more. Wow, I did not know and understand that until just now. Because I know, and if anybody who has been watching this channel, I have been very transparent and letting you all know everything that I have been going through. But one thing I failed to mention is that I felt like that fire was gone. I felt like it was, y'all, it was even hard for me to pray. It was hard for me to read the Bible. But y'all, all of a sudden, because of prayers and me seeking the Most High God, because I kept asking the Most High, like, is the Holy Spirit still within me? I need that fire back. I need that fire back. And y'all, He didn't do it right then and there. And that's the thing. That lets me know that He knows what He's doing. He knows what He's doing. And I'm so thankful that the Most High God allowed me to go through that, because for a while I thought the Most High God was gone. And guess what? It caused me to seek Him more. See, I call the Most High a smooth operator, y'all, because he's slick with it. And we might not understand why He do certain things. We might not understand why He allowed the enemy to attack us, until further down the line, and then we realize that's why he did it the way he did it. Glory be to God, y'all. That fire about to be kindled back in you. Glory be to God. Everything that's going to come out your mouth is going to be fired for the Most High God. You're going to be fired after watching this video. I pray for all of my brothers and sisters out there that the Most High God will rekindle that fire within you. Glory be to God. Most High God ain't went nowhere. He hasn't went nowhere. Just keep seeking him. That's what he wants. He wants us to have a relationship with him. He wants us to seek him and his face only. He wants us to put him first, in the middle, in the midst of everything that we do. He wants us to acknowledge him for who he is, not just for what he do for us. The Most High God is not our personal genie. The Most High God is almighty, all powerful. He is our heavenly Father. And it's so easy to thank the Most High God for what he do. But have any of us ever thanked for him for who he is? The one who created the heavens and the earth. The one who strategically orchestrated this whole entire planet. Us, the way he strategically constructed our body, created us to be fearfully and wonderfully made. Glory be to God, baby. Some of you, and I'm gonna be totally honest because it happened to me, some of you have allowed somebody to come in and kill that fire within you. I have done it. See, when you associate with yourself with somebody, especially when you're on fire for the Most High, and you're trying to speak the knowledge that the Most High God has taught you, and that person rejected repeatedly, and they constantly don't want you to use that knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that the Most High God taught you, and instead wanted to destroy it with their lies. And that's what happened with me. And so when I came to that realization, man, now that it's back and I had to go months without it being there, ain't nobody worth it. Ain't nobody on this God-given planet worth that fire going down again. That's why he do things the way he do. Pain will teach you what not to do. Suffering will teach you what not to do. That's why the Bible says that Yeshua learned obedience through suffering. Because God wants us to be obedient towards him, to his word, to his laws, statutes, and principles. Because it's for our benefit. It's not burdensome. And let the Holy Spirit speak, y'all. Let me tell you. The enemy think he doing something, but God is more powerful. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world, baby. That fire is going to be coming back to you soon, if not now. And I pray for all my brothers and sisters out there, fret not. Even if you allow somebody to come in to kill that fire within you, but the Most High God is about to reunite it, and it's going to be on fire, more than ever, more than what it ever was in the past. And it's going to even make you marvel. Man, glory be to God. I didn't want this video to be long. I just want to come on here with an encouraging word for my brothers and sisters out there. Fret not. The Holy Spirit is still with you. The Most High God is still with you. It's all a part of the plan. It's all a part of his plan for you. It's all a part of his purpose. And you're going to be closer to God than ever, baby. You're going to be closer to God than ever. And you're going to be winning souls, baby. And you're going to be drawing people closer to the Most High God. Because people going to see that fire within you. That's why we got to be the salt of the earth. That's why we have to be real careful not to lose our flavor. Because we are the preservation of the earth. That's what salt do. Salt is used as a preservation. To preserve and keep meat from decaying. But even when you feel like the fire is gone, you're still being the salt. Because you're still keeping your ways. You're still trying to be obedient to the Most High God. Trying is everything, y'all. We're not perfect. We're all sinners. And our righteousness is a filthy rags. but trying is everything. The fact that our heart is wanting to get closer to God means a lot to the Most High. Because we have a lot of people out here that disregard Him or only call upon Him when they need Him. And just like we don't like being taken advantage of, neither do the Most High God. I love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all gonna be on fire after watching this video. Y'all gonna be on fire. Let that fire be kindled within you. And let it overflow you, flow you until it touch everybody around you in the mighty name of Yeshua. I love each and every last one of y'all. I hope this word encourages y'all like it's encouraging me right now. And remember that we are all students and the Most High God is our teacher. Until next time, my brothers and sisters, God bless. Talk soon.